Mayo, Kilo Charlie 4 Zulu Tango Lima, Gastonia, North Carolina.
4 India Yankee India, go ahead.
4 India Yankee India, KC 4 ZTL, good morning. This is Roy in Gastonia, North Carolina.
How are you doing today?
Good this morning. We had President Trump here in town yesterday, and he's coming down now. He gave us a fine speech, and so enjoyed that. And just staying up late here in the morning and flipping through some of my old memory channels that I don't even remember where they are or who they are, but I thought I'd see if I could bring them up and see if I could find anybody on the different frequencies to chat with. So I appreciate you returning to my call.
This is the Greenville repeater, if you didn't know. I stay up late. Right now I was listening to the low band, AJIP, and I heard you were key up, so I acknowledged your call. My name is Robert, and I'm in Rock Hill.
Robert in Rock Hill. Well, again, I appreciate you returning to my call. You say this is the Greenville repeater. Is it Greenville, North Carolina, or Greenville, South Carolina?
This is the Greenville, South Carolina.
Very good, very good. Well, I'm glad to know that I can get into Greenville, South Carolina from Gastonia, North Carolina. I think we're closer together than we are to the repeater, either one of us, but I doubt I could talk to you on Simplex. When you return, I'll flip over and see if I hear you on Simplex, but I doubt that it will. We're probably just far enough away that we can't do it.
I don't think my beam's towards Gastonia right now or wherever your location is. It's pointed out west towards the repeater. So I don't know if you can catch me on the reverse or not.
We could just barely hear you, but I did hear you. You were breaking my squelch. I probably could have turned the squelch all the way off and that would have improved it, but I do have you off of the side of your beam. I guess from Rock Hill you would be about 310 to 330 degrees roughly in that direction would put you into Gastonia, but there's no reason to turn your beam, but I did hear you, so it would probably be possible if you aimed your beam towards me that we could go simplex, but Greenville, fine. It's a nice repeater. I'm glad you told me which one it was. I have several repeaters in memories, but over the years I haven't used them enough to remember what they were, and I never did write them down, so that was a mistake there. Sometimes I'll get out the repeater guide and I'll start looking for a frequency to find out what it is, but that can take a good while to do it. KC4ZTL.
One in Greenville and the other one in Eburn. I guess that's North Carolina. I know when I used to turn my beams up towards north, I used to get into the Galax, Virginia. Galax, Virginia, or what's the other one? I believe it's Galax, Virginia, that had this same repeater frequency.
Galax, Virginia is a long haul from you, so that's doing pretty well. Are you running a stacked pair of beams or something else? What's your rig on that end, Robert?
I ain't got everything up like I did have. I did have four 13B2s up in the air stacked, like you're saying. I had four of them, But right now, they're packed up. And I'm just talking on 113B2 up about 30 feet there.
Well, doing you a fine job, no doubt about it, but when you had that quad stack, man, you had some forward DB gain. Your effective radiated power must have been phenomenal. That's pretty good. What are you running for a radio?
Two different radios. I got this Yaesu FT 2980. And I got a Bofang 210. I got another Yaesu FT 767GX.
You are loaded for bear, I tell you what, that's amazing. And that 767GX interests me a good bit. I always wanted to get one of those, but I never had the coin in my pocket to do that. I have its VHF brother that I'm talking on right now. I bought brand new back in either 91 or 92. And I think it was 91, the FT-736R, which is the VHF-UHF version. They look very similar, but I always wanted to get that that high-frequency version with some modules in it, you know, for 440 and 2 meter and 6. But didn't have the coin in my pocket at that time, plus I didn't have the license either. I was a technician, so I guess that was another reason I kept holding off, and then they quit making them. But I understand it was a really fine radio. Has yours held up well? Did it give you any trouble? And how do you like that 767GX?
I enjoy it. I sure do. Especially on the 440 side. I got two 440 rigs. Like I said, this Bofang 210 rig, it's got 440, and the Yaesu 767, it's got 440. So I got two 440 rigs that I could talk on either one. Most of the time, right at 440 amps, I usually just get on the 767.
I think if you've got the FM module for the 767, I'm thinking they made two of the 440 modules. One of them was 440 to 450, I think. And then the other one was, I think, 430 to 440. And that was more or less for the sideband crowd, I think. I don't know if the 2 meter module covered the whole band or not. I think it did. I think the 2 meter module covered from 144 to 148. Do you have the 2 meter module, and do you have the 6 meter module for the 767 as well?
Yeah, I got all of them.
You're loaded for bear. Well, I tell you what, I think you've got a valuable radio there. I think they still command a very high price. I know these 736Rs do. I've seen lots of them going on eBay back when eBay had a selection of radios. They don't seem to have as much now. But I've seen a lot of times when the 736 was going for as much or a little more than it did when it was brand new. It's still held in that much favor. I believe the 767 is the same category. So if you've got one with all of the modules, you know, you've got a pretty nice package there. I think you also have the Sony Coda board.
Getting up pretty bad right now. Repeat that again.
Yeah, let me up power. Yeah, I'm going to go up to about 90 watts. Maybe I'm making it any better now. I hope so. I said that the radio seemed to be holding the value quite well. And since you've got one with all the modules, you've got a pretty valuable piece of equipment there. Do you also have the tone encoder board for the radio?
Yeah, I think I do. I believe I have it. It's been a while since I've been on it. But yeah, I believe I do.
Back in the 90s, Yaesu had a lot of accessories that they sold with the radios, but they were optional equipment, like this 736R. It did not come with a tone board. It was an optional piece of equipment. And, of course, back then, most repeaters did not have the CTCSS tone encoding encryption because they didn't have that many repeaters and they didn't need it. But when the repeater frequencies started to fill up, then they started getting a lot of repeaters that would several repeaters would be keyed up at the same time. So they started putting tone encoding in, and that's when you had to have that tone board installed, or you were kind of out in the cold. And nowadays, if you got a radio without a tone board, you really got to pay through the nose to get that tone board, if you can find one, Robert.
I got this Yaesu memorizer. It ain't got a tone board in it. And I got this Kenwood, let's see, TR-7850. I got it. I got them two radios, and neither one of them has the tone board in it.
KC4ZTL. Well, I tell you, Robert, you must have been around in ham radio for a long time, because you've got a bunch of classic radios there. How long you been a ham like to see?
96. I think 96 when I got my license.
Yeah, you've been around for a while. You're an old salt. I got licensed back in April 1991 as a no-code tech, and went about 18 years before I upgraded, but I'm a general now. One of these days, I'm going to get enough of a fire under my feet to go ahead and try to get the extra. I can do that before my time on Earth is over. Anyway, maybe one of these days, if I can muster enough brain matter to understand and all the information you need to have to pass the test correctly. But maybe one of these days. Well, Robert, thank you for returning to my call. I've enjoyed our chat. I'll let you go. It's getting 3:14 here local time, so I think I might pull the plug and maybe in a few little bits I'll just amble off to bed. But enjoy talking with you, Robert. It's been real nice. Hope to do it again down the law book sometime. Robert, avoid COVID. Don't kiss any Chinese girls. And I will chat with you later, my friend. 73 to you. KC4ZTL. Dos Vidania, Robert.
Take care. And be careful out there. Cover them eyes, cover them nose, cover the mouth, and cover them ears. That'll be about the only way that you can't really catch it. Take care. Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India. Be clear.